Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, we had so much fun the last time I had to have him back again because we got more information. Got to share some stuff with you. Welcome, Brad Kimball.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be back, and I'm excited about this conversation. This will be good.
All right. I love it when you get excited.
Right.
All right. I'm going to have to try to keep you sitting here.
That's right.
Don't start running around.
I'll be standing up, shouting.
Well, just a brief history. You grew up here in Jersey.
I did.
Went to SIUE, got an English degree.
Yep.
Came back, taught in Alton a little bit,
yes.
But then came to Jerseyville.
Yes.
Settled in, been here for 15 years.
Yes.
Right. And
teaching for 15
teaching
years.
For,
yeah, I've
teaching,
been here pretty much all my life.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, teaching for 15. Yeah.
Yeah, teaching for 15.
Yeah.
Have three boys.
Yep.
Beautiful wife, Jessica.
Yep.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes. And you guys, as you told me before, you know, you were sweethearts, high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. Yep.
Yes. And everything's great. And super, and you're started a new media. You're getting ready to start a new media class at the high school, which is we talked about the last episode.
Yes.
So, but as we were talking, you
said,
Chris, there's something else that I want to share.
There's so many exciting things happening on our campus, and I feel like it would be good for the audience to know some of the inside things of what's happening on our campus. That's going to help grow the community, grow the quality of student, the quality of athletes, the quality that's within our clubs and organizations. And I just wanted to share with you what's happening.
Yeah. And you said there's a cultural shift,
yeah.
A positive cultural shift.
I believe so. Yes.
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 All right. Well, start off. What's number one on the list? What's going on that we're talking about this?
Let me start a little bit of background. Several years ago, when I was still coaching, we started an organization called Niceness is Priceless. And that started...
And why did you start that?
So we started that. We had...
You had a lot of mean people around the school?
We had a lot of mean people. Well, okay. So let me give you... I'll give you the short version of a long history. So Dennis Snepp was one of our assistant coaches with football.
I knew Dennis very, very well.
So Dennis Snepp invited the female athletes on campus to go to Washington University and participate in a leadership challenge.
Really?
And it was done through the Jason Foundation. And if you don't know anything about the Jason Foundation, it's a fantastic organization. It's basically a proactive approach to your social-emotional needs, okay? And I don't want to go down that whole rabbit trail.
Right.
But what they challenged our young ladies, and we had representatives from every female sport.
How many ladies went?
We had 32 or 34.
32.
I can't remember, somewhere around there.
High school athletes.
Good. We took a bus. We spent the entire day. They challenged us through two different sessions, because we went there twice, two different sessions, to find a problem that was prevalent on our campus.
Yes.
And a solution. And the ladies came up with this, and they said, there are a lot of women specifically who are very negative, bad-mouthing each other.
Now we talk about women. Are we talking about students and teachers?
We're talking students primarily, because it was a student problem.
And
that
at that time,
fix.
You taught girls' athletics?
Yes, I was a women's soccer coach at that time.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So there was a group of us that went, group of us that went, and they came up with the idea that there's a lot of energy in being negative, saying things that were purposefully hurtful. So borderline bullying, right?
Okay.
So they said, if we are willing to spend that kind of time and effort, let's make it positive. So instead of spending our time and effort being negative, let's spend our time and effort being positive. So lo and behold, fast forward through an entire semester of a process, we started Niceness is Priceless, which started as primarily an anti-bullying campaign.
Oh, I like that.
Which was all over campus. So we started small, where it was just our female athletes, and then we invited our male athletes to be a part of the process, and then we opened it up to the whole school. And we've had Niceness is Priceless now for, I believe this is our ninth year coming up.
What happens at Niceness is Priceless? Is it like a meeting? You have a meeting every week?
one of the primary agendas is we didn't want to be recognized. We do have meetings. We have a lot of things through our Google Classroom platform where we post challenges, things to do, simple things like put post-it notes on somebody's locker or go up and talk to someone you've never
like,
talked to.
I love you or you're great.
Something positive. Yeah, something positive. But we didn't want to go so far as to have recognition for it. So there's not a lot of, hey, go do this so that we can pat you on the back and put you in the public eye.
Gotcha.
It's really, I describe it as silent soldiers. Yeah. We're asking people, come on board, do this. Just do it because you want to be a good person, not because you're seeking some kind of recognition. So that's been the mentality. So,
okay. In that, okay. Right? What's, I'm just going to ask it because I know the answer to it.
Okay.
I mean, but I just want everybody else to know it. But what's in it for me? Okay. This niceness for priceness, right?
Right.
Okay. My friends say, you need to go. You need to be a part of this. You
right.
go, what's in it for me? You know, what's,
right.
So tell me, what's in it for them?
Well, that's an awesome question for the segue into what's happening in the rest of campus. So there's not a lot of recognition. You're not getting a medal. You're not getting a pat on the back. But what you're getting is a solid relationship. You're getting a reputation where people can trust you. People want to be around you. You're developing solid relationships that are going to last. And not only are they going to last, but they have some kind of credibility behind it. Because you know as well as I do, whenever you trust someone, whenever you spend a lot of time with someone that you really like, it's because they're feeding into you. They're adding value to your life. And then in turn, they add value to your life. So it's relational. It's not positional. It's not anything like that. It's absolutely relational. And the relational aspect is the primary thing that we're trying to develop on our campus. That's why I was excited about this. So to lead into the things that are happening, there is a deliberate culture shift. We've had some changes in personalities. I'm not going to get into all the people. I'm not going to name drop and all that kind of thing. But we've had personalities at different levels that have started to change, and they're buying into this idea. We're talking students, and we're talking adults.
Okay.
I mean, let's be real, because it's going to happen through a little bit of guidance of the adults as far as support. But what we're seeing is a deliberate shift in focusing on principles like being honest and hardworking and trustworthy. So all of your character-centered words.
Kind of like Seven Habits.
Exactly, like
people.
And I'm glad you said that, because that is one of the books that I'm teaching in my classroom.
Oh,
along
I love
with,
that book.
Atomic Habits. There's several books that were, I'm being personal here, in my own classroom. I'm not saying
sure.
all across,
yeah.
across the board.
Well, I love it that you're teaching that class.
But it is things like that. And one thing I was really excited about is just a couple of days I was on the high school campus, and I saw one of the coaches carrying a book, and it's called What Drives Winning by Brett Ledbetter. Mm-hmm. And What Drives Winning, that whole culture, Brett Ledbetter is someone who has spent a lot of time with professional coaches at every level, professional at college level, people who have had
what
long
is he?
Term
What's his profession?
Success. So he's a consultant, advisor, mentor. That's kind of what he did. His claim to fame is when he was in high school, he was a stellar basketball player, but he was a little bit short of professional because he blew out his knees.
Okay.
So he had some problems, so he switched. So he became a what drives the success of winning programs. And that led him down the pathway of learning that it's not about, let me say it this way, it'll be a kind of a quick thing. He has a CPR model. So capital C is greater than the R, or greater than the P, which is greater than the R. So if you work backwards, the R stands for results. There are a lot of coaches that spend a lot of time only focusing on the results, win at all cost, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever you have a win at all cost mentality, then you lose the character, you lose the heart of the player. There are also some coaches, step back to the letter P, which is the process. They come in and they're like, if you do things my way, you do this, you do this, you do this, then you're going to have results. Well, that's better than focusing on only results, but still it's not the best. And there's 40 years of research, 45 years now of research that says if you focus on character, for example, if you take a word like hardworking.
So C is the character word.
So C is character. So character is better than the process, which is better than the results. So if you focus on developing an individual's character traits, it's going to lead to good process. And that's going to give you the results that you deserve.
Yeah.
Right? But you also gain the heart of the person. And that's the most important thing. That's what I was talking about, the relational aspect. So when you focus on the character, you're improving the relationships, and then people will put better effort into the practices or the process, and they will get the results that they actually need.
If you're just joining us, I have Brad Kimball here from Jersey Community High School, and he's going over some new cultural positive changes that are going on in the school on campus, and he's sharing them with us.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about it. I could talk for days about this concept. So
character development. Yes.
Well, and it's huge. It's huge because it's a part of the relational aspects. And
do you see the coaches kind of getting on board with this as well?
I do. And that's what I'm really excited about. I do see coaches that are focusing on, yes, they have their skills, their tactics, their techniques that they want within their programs, but they also are really starting to care about the people that are playing for them. That's one of the big mantras within that what drives winning mentality, you know, is the person over the player. So value the person more than just the athlete.
Yeah. You know, in athletics, mm-hmm. you know, we start at the grade school level. Now we're starting like early grade
right.
school. I mean,
yeah.
we're starting like first grade. I mean,
right.
people are competing. And what has happened over the years, you know, if you mature easy or early, chances are, you know, you're going to be a standout.
Right.
And we have all noticed this. We've seen this come on, you know, like, and a lot of times, you know, coaches who are not following this trend, they just want to win at all costs.
Yep.
You know, you have potentially really good student athletes that never get a chance to play, never get a chance to participate. They're sitting on the sideline while the kids that have matured faster, you know, they're getting all the action. They get all the action all the time.
Yeah.
And then you get to high school and all of a sudden, whoop, this kid, he grows up, you know, all of a sudden he's 6 foot, 6'2". And the other kid, he's still, you know, 5'7", which he was really good as a fifth grader. But anyway, so, yeah, I'd like to see that across the board.
There is a lot of that happening on our campus where, you know, again, the focus is on the person. My mind is going 15 different directions, so I'm trying to like scale myself back a little bit so I don't go too long here.
Well,
so
how about the guidance department?
So the guidance department, another exciting layer to all of the cultural shift, the guidance department now has a leadership training model that they're incorporating in our school. It's called the LINK crew, L-I-N-K crew. And what they are doing is taking student leaders, and it's kind of a mentorship program where they have solid leaders who are juniors and seniors, and they're going to be paired or combined with the underclass. So primarily freshmen, and really focused on the eighth grade group that comes onto our campus, because we have a unique situation on our campus where we have
eighth graders there.
And there's just a disconnect in how they act and their behavior. Their maturity level obviously is not going to be the same as a senior. So we're starting to, the idea behind LINK is we're trying to pair an upperclassman with an underclassman as a way of showing them, this is where you're going. This is the type of person you're developing into, and I'm going to help you along the way.
In this guidance class where you have the LINK, the guidance counselors
or
whoever's the guidance department, they're picking out the seniors that they want to be? Does any, can anybody?
There is an application process. I don't know all the details for it, but yes, there is an application process.
They're getting the right people.
Yes.
And how about on the on the lower end, the eighth graders? Does anybody get to join this? Do they get applied to?
They're trying to get everybody involved at the younger level, like the ones who are receiving the attention, because
mentors.
They're mentors.
Yeah.
And they, like the upperclassmen, they might have 7 or 8 kids attached to them.
Oh.
So they actually are leading a small group of people.
Okay.
So I believe it's open for everyone in the eighth grade, and they're going to be assigned an upperclassman who's going to show them some leadership qualities, show them some, just give them an in, you know, a connection into the school. Again, that's an added component of the relational aspect that we're really trying to focus on our campus.
Well, you know, that's a big switch from when I went to high school.
Yeah.
You know, it was just the opposite.
Yeah.
Seniors ruled over freshmen, and they had to pay
and
their
dues. It was like the bully pulpit,
yeah,
right?
It was It was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was simply
terrible.
It was
a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't see that as much now.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
Right.
That is
now,
good.
There are some things that should be rites of passage. You know, there are privileges that we give to seniors as far as maybe some early out or some, you know, connection with the workforce development program. But it's not that rite of passage where it's like almost like the bullying kind of mentality. It's like, hey, just because I'm a senior, I get these rights and privileges. It's really because they put the time and effort into it. So, it's not the same. It's not the same as it was when I was in school, and I'm excited about it. Like, obviously, I graduated from Jersey High School. I teach at Jersey High School, so I've seen a lot of the changes that have been happening on this campus, and I think this is an exciting time. There's good things happening.
Yeah, and now who did you say got this kind of kicked this off a long time ago? You had a coach?
Oh, So Dennis Snepp is
Dennis?
The one, yeah, who,
Dennis
at
Snepp.
Least for me, got it involved, yes.
Yeah. Well, did you know Dennis well?
I didn't know him well. I helped him whenever he was writing his book. We did a little bit of media, some video components that were a part of his, what was the title of his book? It just left me. It was the six, it was a character development type of book too that he tied with his football training model, and we did a little bit of the video components with him. Yeah, he was an amazing guy.
Well, just a side note.
Yeah.
Okay. My son Michael, who works here at the studio.
Yes.
Right. Of course, there's George was a year ahead, and you know it was like George was a senior or was a year older all the time,
right.
Always bigger, faster, stronger.
Right.
You know, and you know. Michael, he played football his freshman year, played football his sophomore year. In his junior year, I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, he didn't want to.
Yeah.
So I didn't make him, and he didn't. But then Dennis Snepp came along, and Dennis Snepp put his arm around him and said, hey, you know what? I can teach you how to be a football player. I can teach you how to be. Taught him how to be a defensive end. Took him under his wing.
Yep.
And, you know, he worked with Michael every day. And then Michael grew, you know, he was small. And then all of a sudden he was, you know, 6'1", 6'2",
right.
And 180 pounds.
And he grew into it.
And he was, he ended up, you know, I don't know. He ended up, doing quite well, you know, as far as tackles and the position. And, so Dennis is, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And that's what I see more of our coaches and adults on campus trying to do with our students is feed into them and help them grow into the young adults that they're going into. So
now you had a story. We're running close to out of time, but you had one story you wanted to tell me? You got a story here?
I had several. I'm trying to think of which one did you want me to tell?
We only got about 3 minutes. Four minutes.
So let me share this. So within Niceness is Priceless, we have a mantra that we're using right now, and it's called Let's Work Together. WORK is now an acronym. And we're trying to get this to be one of the many things that are happening on our campus. So W stands for wisdom. So anytime you have an opportunity to learn something, learn it. O is for obedience. Recognize that the best systems, whether it's a classroom, whether it's an athletic field, whether it's a band room, the best systems are when everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. So obedience is the O word. Just do what you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, and how you're supposed to. R is for righteousness. So do everything with a high standard, a high value system behind it. No one's ever going to tell you not to do the right thing. And then the K is as you start to achieve success in all the different areas of your life, not only be kind to the other people that you're involved with, like reach a hand, help them up, but also be kind to yourself whenever you have moments of failure. We're all going to fail. We're all going to have Yep. moments of lack of success. And sometimes those friends that live inside of our head can be pretty mean and, you know, evil to ourselves. So one of the things we need to do is also be kind to ourselves. So W-O-R-K, work. And the mantra that we're using inside of Niceness is Priceless is let's work together. And if we adopt that, if we buy into that, there's going to be a lot of success and a lot of different layers to what's going on our campus.
That sounds really great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that that's going on.
Yeah,
now.
I appreciate that.
And I think you're the perfect person to do it. I think, yeah.
I'm one of many. I won't take all the credit. I'll never do that. But there's several of us that are trying to get this going, and I'm just excited to be a Panther. You know,
that's great.
I think it's awesome. So,
well, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank
and,
you.
We'll see you around. And I think maybe the media classes will, maybe WJBM and the media class can work together.
Oh, I hope so. I think that would be exciting.
Yeah.
Good opportunities for the kids. Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care, Brad.
All right. Thank you.